Welcome to Undergroundopolis, everybody. That's right. Man, I've been getting a lot of good bands coming in thanks to Pavement Record or Pavement Entertainment. I don't know if it's Pavement Records or Pavement Entertainment, but for sure. They've got a lot of good stuff coming out, and tonight's guest is one of them. But before we get into that, I'm just going to give a little shout out to my buddy Buckshot George. It is all talent open mic jamboree at the Golden Nugget 2922 Hikes Lane, Louisville, Kentucky, every Tuesday night. And if you've ever been to one of his, or if you've ever been to the Golden Nugget, because if you feel like you're in freaking Vegas, even though there's no slot machines or anything, it just, the interior of it just looks like Vegas. And if you're on that stage with the big neon behind you, it's a great place to make a video. So if you like to hit an open mic every once in a while and got nothing to do on a Tuesday night, head on down to the Golden Nugget with my buddy Jason, or AKA Buckshot George, and hit his open mic. And 21st in Germantown this Sunday may have an open mic, a Sunday Night Live open mic. The host may look a whole lot like me. just this one time. My buddy, local comedian, Uncool Randy, hosts that open mic. I started it, and then I had to step down, and Randy took it over, and he's done a really great job with it. And he's got another show, and I just might be the guest host, come out of retirement for one night only. And speaking of 21st of Germantown, my friends, the You Suck Flying Circus will be there Monday, 3/27, on their tour, their little month-long tour. They're stopping in there that Monday night. I think it's a free show. You could just go in there and see them, talk to them. You know, they run their albums on cassettes and vinyl and stuff like that, not just CDs, which thrills me because I love cassettes. I've never not loved cassettes. I've got a huge cassette collection still. And I'll be buying a couple of cassettes from them, I'm sure. And I just want them guys. They're going to have a good show. They're really good. And they're coming all the way from Cleveland on their way to Knoxville, I believe, is the next night. And then maybe across to Memphis, I think is what he told me. But they'll be a guest on the show real soon, too. My guest tonight, Reelation, and I hope I said that correctly. And we're going to bring them on, and we're going to ask them a few questions about their band. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, Rob, I'm Vincent Lane. I play bass and sing in the band Reelation, write some lyrics as well.
So I didn't say it right.
You're close enough, my man.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm Matt Lux. I play drums.
Really? You're a very talented drummer. I'll just go ahead and start throwing compliments out and get everybody's ego in the right place for an interview, you know.
That's no question about that.
I noticed I'm a bass player, so it's like I am listening to drummers.
Absolutely. You know, one of the best.
How did you guys come together?
God, like a lot of bands, I think we initially started playing together, playing some covers, and started to see we had a lot of synergy and chemistry. So we wrote some tunes initially there, and we felt like we wanted to get a good direction together. So we kind of picked the path based on some circumstances, our collective, I would say just, what would you say, Matt? I guess our collective endeavors before, and we had an opportunity to get together and write songs that we kind of really felt like were kind of really collaborative.
We didn't lose Matt, did we? No. Oh, his eyes just moved. No. I thought maybe it froze up. It does that. It'll do that every now and then. And you're from New York? Upstate, yes. New York?
Upstate New York, absolutely.
Except you're in Florida right now because you were smart.
Yeah. Ironically, I missed three storms in the last couple of weeks. There's a huge one coming tomorrow, and I actually reached out to both Matt and Steve, our guitar player and producer and other singer, make sure they're all right because they're getting a foot to a foot and a half of snow. And in March, that's all heavy shit. you know, waterlogged, takes down branches and power lines, and that's all. So hopefully they'll be going to be all right with that.
So tell us, you are, was I correct with the pavement thing? You guys are with Pavement Entertainment, or?
That's correct, yes.
All right. That's big stuff, man. That's a really big deal. You know that, right?
Yeah, no, Payment's fantastic. They do great work. The team they have there is fantastic. They are very responsive, and they know specifically what you're doing and what they're doing for your specific genre. So we're very happy with what they've done thus far. Working with them has been a pleasure.
It should be, yeah. Tell us about FYI.
Well, I mean, FYI kind of came, and again, we generally write very organically. So normally the circumstance would be where I would come in with a lyrical, like composition of some sort with an idea. We generally write a lot about trauma and psychological issues. The reason the band's name is Relation is that it's about relating not only to yourself, but to others around you. So FYI was a little bit different because Steve, the guitar player and producer, kind of just said, let's kind of be a little more, you know, spontaneous with it. So we kind of came in, he wrote a template for the song, and I didn't really have much in the way of a concept for it. So we just kind of wrote around a melody. We just kind of came about like people kind of, you might hum along a certain melody to a song, kind of how we did it. And we wrote along with it, and it started to really jive well. And we kind of did the back and forth vocal thing. We often call ourselves like the grunge alternative Air Supply, because it's kind of back and forth that way. So, and it just really worked. And then we kind of finished it, and I went back and said, well, shit, I hope this works collectively as a piece, because this is a really cool song, and I like a lot of the lines in it. I'm hoping it works collectively, and thankfully it did. You know, as a whole composite of lyrical content, it worked together. So I was happy about that.
Is there a plot line or a story behind FYI?
Yeah, actually, interestingly enough, we just released a video about a month and a half ago. And when we were writing it in the moment, we kind of thought about social media and how people project and portray their lives idyllically, where there's nothing wrong, but you know these people. And we all know these people that present a certain kind of framework of their life online, but their real life is a chaotic mess. So mm-hmm. We in the video showed both sides. What you see, you know, posted, and the beautifulness of that and the inauthenticity of that versus what really is going on. So we thought about that in terms of, you know, we want to be as authentic as we can be with our audience, as with the, you know, the trials and tribulations and our, you know, our scars and, you know, ugly parts. So we try to be as real as we can. And that song kind of just talked about that.
Well, since it is my show, we get to talk about my favorite song, a song called Selfish. Did I pick a good one?
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I'm happy you picked that up. That was actually the first video, Matt, we did collectively. And you remember that day that we shot that video? Oh, man.
Brutal.
It was, we were in a quarry. We were in a quarry, like a sand quarry, like an old rock quarry that I saw in a town that I used to live in. I was like, that's a cool place to film a video. Because they used to, you know, mine rocks there, but it's been long destined to. The town, I called the town up and I said, we're going to shoot over there. They're like, go ahead. That's great. Just let us know when you have it so we can put it on our website. It's a small town. But interestingly enough, we went down in there and it was the hottest day. And it was June, early June, but it was like 95. And that's in horrible. There, you just sat. It was like a bowl of heat.
Oh, and yeah.
all I wanted to do was make sure that I kept asking our videographer, I'm like, do I look like I'm sweating and red and disgusting? Because that's what I felt like. We had like, Matt had a jumper, like, because the whole concept was we like fell upon the truth. So like we were like fighter pilots that broke down the bullshit and the lies. Then we landed and we won, kind of a thing. But we're all dressed. I mean, I have like a jacket on. It's 95 degrees out and it's hotter than hell. And we're out there for hours doing this. So that video came about that way. And the way that, that our videographer did, he did a great job because we didn't look that sweaty and it was real, real bad there. I
mean, but you look cool.
We looked all right. And I was like, all right, so I didn't pass out. We actually look pretty, pretty interesting in that. And that song in my mind, when I wrote it, and again, when I write something, it's kind of just the kind of thought that I have initially. It could change. It just was a spot I was in. And Selfish is a lot in my mind about addiction and people who, again, just kind of present themselves in a certain way where they are inauthentic and narcissistic in a lot of ways and present themselves in a way that's not who they are. And again, the fighter pilots that we were, we kind of broken through and we're kind of truth tellers, you know, truth slayers, if you will, in that. So that's kind of the thought of that video.
That's a great song, man.
Thank you.
So,
you got another album.
And another interesting fact about that one, I wrote that. I don't know if you remember this, Matt, but we were supposed to go up to write way upstate New York in a town called Plattsburgh. We were all going to get together to write there, and we were not all able to get together based on circumstances. So I went up by myself. And I was in a house. It was like an Airbnb. It was really cool. It was a house. But I wound up like what I thought was like the beginning of some sort of like COVID reaction, or I had like a bad flu. So I was there. And Steve and Matt sent me the song. So I kind of wrote the words there, right on the cusp of being like deliriously sick, driving back like 4 hours. So that's another interesting tidbit about that song. And that's why when I always think about that, I'm like, wow, I was delirious with some sort of illness there. Because it was really bad driving back. I shouldn't have been on the road, I think, at that point. But that's where Selfish was born.
That's why the lyrics are so cool.
In delirium. Yeah, it was like I didn't need a drug. I was already high on whatever the hell it was. Sickness.
No. So do you have an album out? Yeah, this isn't your first album, right?
This is not the first Relation album, but this is the first Relation album in this particular vein. So we kind of, you know, it's one of those weird things. If you look at like a band like Ambrosia, I know you remember them from the 70s, but they had kind of like, before they did all of those cheesy pop rock songs that we all love, they had like a huge prog thing going on, but they kind of disassociated with that because it didn't really jive with the new direction they had. That's kind of like how we are. So we had we have a much more defined direction now, and we kind of just take What Lies Beneath almost as like our first record because it's kind of where we're headed, and lyrically and conceptually, musically, where we're trekking forward.
And you got, when can we expect that album out now?
What do we say, Matt? Are we talking like April something? We're close.
Somewhere about that, around April, mid-April, maybe.
Yeah, we're close. We're kind of making, and again, we generally were weird because everything you heard from What Lies Beneath were the first 5 songs we wrote. It's not like we're like, oh, we're looking at 15 songs. We're picking the best 5. We write, this is it. And we kind of go forward. But this time, I think we may consider another song maybe and have an extra one. We're not entirely sure about the last 2. We're pretty certain about the first 3, but right. I mean, would you say that's kind of the case, Matt? I mean, we're kind of
The other 2 are still coming together.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, we're kind of deliberating out of the next 3 we write. We're going to pick the 2 we feel are best for this particular project and go with that.
All right. Well, do you have a favorite show story you could share with us?
I'm going with you. You go that, Matt. That's you.
Like one that we've played, not like as Relation, but like as musicians. I played a show way back. I opened up for Skid Row.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. Right before we went on, my guitar player was arrested. Just by circumstance, he flyered a car of our old guitar player, which he had a restraining order, not to contact him. So he didn't realize that he was at just like a public office, you know, a state office building, just flyering the cars. ended up putting the flyer on his car, and that was enough to consider it a breach of the restraining order. So right before we go on, that guitar player shows up to the show and calls the cops and has him arrested. But, you know, we ended up playing the show anyway, just instrumentally, because he was our singer. And yeah, so, you know, we did all that work, you know, leading up to the show and, you know, all the practice and everything that we did, you know. So I was like, we can't let that go to waste. We're going to play at least 4 or 5 songs here and move on. So.
Which I don't agree with. The other guitar players and the ex-band member, that's an asshole move. You can wait. Come on.
He was so petty and shitty. Yeah, and he wanted to like jam with me later on. You know, down the road, he ran into me at a Guitar Center, and I was, nice seeing you.
Have a great life. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that was kind of a dick move. That was, I would absolutely agree. Like, absolutely. Come on, man.
Right. Well, he did that purposely. That's just bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Did we know that was his car?
No, absolutely not. Jermaine, my guitar player at the time, he was pretty shocked to find out that was the issue.
It was like a Honda Civic, probably, where there's 10,000 of the same car. A
beat up Civic or something. Yeah. You know? Exactly. Yeah.
No one's going to know. That's the bullshit. I'm calling it.
Tell me about a time you bombed on stage.
Oof. I got one of those questions. I played in a Weezer tribute band called The Groceries, and it was. Really, you know, we were young. I was like 13, you know, maybe. And we're playing a really prestigious place. Like around here, people think of it, you know, as, you know, like a Mecca, you know, it's Saratoga Winners. So like, I was just happy to be there. And we get through like 2 songs and the whole crowd starts saying enough Weezer. And I'm like, well, shit, we're a Weezer cover band. We ain't got nothing else. So we just, you know, it's just, that only happened to me that one time, and I've had luckily my whole career since decent shows, but that was like the only time I got like, I don't know, some bullshit while playing. So
how could anybody not like a Weezer tribute?
I know, and they were kids, pricks, you know.
How about you, Vincent? Tell us about time you bombed on stage.
I have a reoccurring nightmare where I am going to a show that I'm not prepared for, you know, and this has happened. And in fact, I remember I played one show with a cover band that hired me because this is such bullshit because bands are so akin to relationships. So they got mad at their prior bass player, so they kicked them out, and then they went with a new bass player, which is like, you know, kicking your girlfriend out because you got mad at her and then dating some other girl for one show. This show was interesting though, because we played a swingers convention. I had like literally about 6 or 7 days to learn 4 hours worth of material.
Right.
And it was distracting enough, not knowing the material, but playing a swingers convention when there is like some fuck tent going on next, like right side of you, and there's nakedness going on. It was hard. I just wasn't prepared. And for me, I was so uncomfortable with not being prepared, but I was like, well, and then they were like, well, we're going back to the old bass player, like right after that show, which come to find out as I've kind of followed them afterward is that was the best show they've ever had. So I was like, well, fuck it. I played your best show anyway. But that's kind of like a recurring thing is like, oh, we have a show tonight. I'm playing with a band I've never played with and I don't know anything. And I got to go up there and show times in like 40 minutes. And I'm like, that's probably it. And there's probably been more than that, but that's kind of the one that kind of sticks in my mind.
A swinger party? No, why would that stick in your mind? You know.
Yeah, and it was interesting. After the show, they kind of like you gravitate toward. Let's just say that you gravitate towards that tent, and then there was like bottle service going around afterwards. So people were like, "Would you like a Heineken?" I'm like, and somebody with like a tray. I'm like, "Yeah, sure." That sounds great to me. So it was very interesting. To say the least. And that was it. I played 2 weeks with those guys and played the show, and that was about it.
Oh man. Did you produce the album, these songs, you do this yourself, or did you bring in a producer? Or?
No, Steve, our guitar player and singer, who's not with us today. Not that he's dead, but no, he's got sessions. No, he produced it, and he's brilliant, as you can tell. Sound collectively in that one, on that one album. So yeah, we're very pleased with that.
No, it's good. He's good at that job, man. One question I often ask is if you could work with any producer, who would that be? I ask that pretty often. It gets that, everybody makes that face you just made.
Steve actually, I think, would be the one, right, Matt?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're lucky enough. We're working with them already.
Yeah, that's cool. Man.
Very, very happy about that.
I think not Butch Vig. What?
I do like Butch Vig.
He's a popular answer.
Yeah, I get that.
And somebody, God, I can't think of the other guy. Worked with Nirvana.
Oh, the second one on his name's Steve Albini.
Yeah, him. I think that's the most popular one, Steve Albini. Yep. And then there's the guy on the first Tom Petty record that stole all their money.
Yeah, who was that guy? Oh shit, he's famous. Didn't he work?
Yeah, who was that? I can't ever remember his name, man.
Yeah, well, good. He's a fucking thief. We don't even remember
his name. We don't need him. It's like, that's what everybody references to. Well, he's the guy that stole all their money, but he produced a great record.
Right. No, definitely.
Guys, is there anything you want to add in?
Let's shout out our social media. So if you want to follow us, relation.com, relationmusic.com, they go to the same spot. On Facebook and Instagram, it's Relation Music. That's RELATION. We have an exclusive fan group on Relation, which you can just ask for membership to. We'll grant you it. And you can kind of see we do some backstage stuff and, you know, some interesting shit when we travel. And, you know, we played a show in Atlantic City, and I think there's...
Oh,
drunken video of us somewhere on that page. So you never know what you're going to get. And it's kind of a lot of fun. So we have that. And then, you know, we go on our website. We have the What Lies Beneath CD signed by us. And we have, you know, a lot of like combos with the T-shirts. But we do have Revealed coming out, which is the new record, mid to late April. And join us, follow us, send us an email, and we will let you know when that's out. And we promise you it's going to kick your ass.
There will be links to all this in the description of the video. And if you like this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up and a subscribe. I want to thank you guys so much for being my guest tonight.
Thanks for having us.